Friday, December 6th. I could hardly wait for school to be over. Every class just seemed to drag on and on and on. After the final bell rang, I rushed to my locker, and Brandon was already there waiting for me. "Ready to go?" he said, smiling. "Yep. Oh, wait. I have a present for you from Brianna," I said, digging into my backpack. Brandon pretended to be frightened.
"Brianna, I don't know if I want it," he teased. "She says I have cooties. I don't think she likes me."
"She does. Well, actually, she doesn't," I giggled. "But she wanted you to have this." I handed Brandon about 2 yards of red satin ribbon, and he looked a little confused. Then he playfully tied it around his head.
"Oh, just the look I was going for," he joked. "Tell Brianna I plan to wear it every day."
I laughed really hard. "It's not for you, silly. It's for the animals. Brianna said if we tie bows around their necks, they'll look like presents. And since everyone loves a present, they'll find new homes really fast."
The kid's a genius. Why didn't I think of that?
I was a nervous wreck as we walked the 4 blocks to the Fuzzy Friends building. But Brandon kept me laughing the entire time. 3 new puppies had come in, and each one needed to be photographed. They were absolutely adorable and playfully nibbled on my fingers. I cut the ribbon into 3 pieces and tied them around their necks. "Have a seat on the rug and hold the first puppy in your lap," Brandon instructed. "Your sweater will be the perfect background for a close-up." The puppy and I both smile for the camera. We finished up in about 45 minutes, and Brandon placed the last puppy back in the cage. I was a little sad when I went over to say goodbye to them. I especially liked the smallest one, which had a little circle around one eye. He barked and wagged his tail at me as if to say, "Please don't go." But it felt really good knowing I was doing something to help them all find a new home. I was just about to leave when the smallest puppy pressed his nose against the cage and it swung open.
"Hey," I said, surprised. "How did you..."
But before I could finish my sentence, he quickly jumped into my lap, knocking me off balance. The other 2 puppies scampered close behind and pounced.
"Whoa!"
I yelled as I fell over backward on the floor.
"Brandon, help! The puppies got loose!"
I giggled as they tickled my neck and chin. But that guy was no help whatsoever. Not only was he laughing at me, he just stood there taking pictures. His camera sounded like he was at a photo shoot for Fashion Week or something.
"Chiku, chiku, chiku, chiku."
"My bad," he said, grinning. "I guess I closed the cage but didn't latch it. Smile and say cheese."
"Brandon, I'm going to kill you."
I laughed as I tried unsuccessfully to herd the wiggly puppies back into the cage. We finished up and walked back to school. Then I called my mom to come pick me up. While we were waiting, Brandon made a very special thank you card for Brianna. "To Brianna, thanks for the ribbon." Those little pups looked so sweet in that photo. I just knew Brianna was going to love it. And that red ribbon was perfect. I couldn't decide who wore it better, Brandon or the puppies. Then Brandon totally surprised me and printed some of the snapshots he'd taken during the great puppy escape. I couldn't believe I had actually lost my balance and fallen over like that. OMG, what if Brandon now thinks I'm just a big clumsy ox? Or even worse, a big clumsy, hairy-legged, crusty-eyed ox? Okay, I really need to take a chill pill and stop worrying about what he thinks of me. Hanging out with Brandon at Fuzzy Friends wasn't like a real date or anything. But I have to admit, I had the best time ever.